Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whilst obedience and worship brings us closer to the love of Allah, there is only one thing that takes us away: sins. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam tells us, "Ma ahabba Allah azza wa jal man asah." The person who sins doesn't love Allah. At the time when we're sinning or disobeying Allah, our hearts are somewhere else. We're seeking something else. We're paying attention to our low desires or other things that attract us, and so we're not attached and remembering Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam then recited two beautiful lines of poetry. Ta'asil ilah wa anta tadhuru hubbah. You disobey Allah whilst on the outside you claim His love. This, I bear witness, is very surprising. If you are truthful in your love, you would obey Him. The one who loves is obedient to his beloved. It should be our number one priority to stay away from sins, especially those one or two sins that we commit more often than others. Also, we should realize that the love of Allah and the anger of Allah are not emotional states in Allah that keep changing depending on our actions. Subhanallah, there are no change in the absolute being. Rather, the love of Allah is an expression of the mercy that comes down on Allah's servants when they are firm in their belief and perform good actions. And the anger of Allah is expressed through missing out on His mercy, being excluded from the absolute perfection. And therefore, for us to gain this love of Allah, we have to strengthen our faith and understand and our understanding and perform good action, always paying attention to that which is real and that which leads us to the pleasure of Allah.